Hare Krishna. The vision of the one in everyone grants liberation. Addiction is a result of fragmented perception. Fragmented means disconnected, incomplete, partial, distorted. So when, say, there is an alcoholic, the alcoholics see only the pleasure of the drink, not the pain of the hangover. This is the meaning of fragmented vision. They see only a fragment, not the complete picture. And because of this, even though they have experienced the pain of hangover and maybe experienced it repeatedly, still, whenever the temptation comes, they can't think of that consequence, the hangover. They think only of the pleasure and they succumb. And to the extent the alcoholics are able to develop holistic vision, they are able to see, okay, this will cause this, that the pain, the pleasure will lead to pain. The pleasure and pain are one package. To the extent they can see this, to that extent, they are able to progress on the path to liberation. When they are able to see this is the consequence, then they will be able to deter themselves from indulging in it. Of course, seeing the consequence is just one part. They also need other support systems which will boost their willpower. But no support system can work without the foundation. And that foundation is the ability to see properly, holistically, not fragmentally. And what causes this fragmental vision? It is the mind. The mind is attached to certain things and wants to enjoy those things come what may. And thereby, in order to fulfill its desires for specific forms of enjoyment, the mind highlights, emphasizes those things which will kindle, inflame the memory, desires for that enjoyment, and it blinds us to those things which will extinguish the desire for enjoyment, squelch the desire for enjoyment. So, how do we develop a holistic vision? Through education. Now, it's not just ordinary education. This principle of vision, cause of perception causing addiction or liberation applies to, in general, to all of us, to our present state of bondage in material existence. The Bhagavad Gita describes in 13.29 that the vision of the one in everyone brings liberation. Samam pashyan hi sarvatra samavasthitam ishwaram nahinastyatmanatmanam tato yati param gatim. Samam pashyan hi sarvatra samam pashyan. When one sees all living beings equally, samam pashyan, and what is the basis of that equal seeing? Samavasthitam ishwaram. One sees the Ishwara, the Supreme Lord, situated in all living beings. Nahinasti atmanatmanam. Then nahinasti. Hinasti means to go down, to degrade. Atmanatmanam. The mind, one atma refers to the mind, the other refers to the soul. The mind cannot degrade the soul. And thereafter, the toyati param gatim. The person moves towards the supreme destination. So how does this happen? This happens by the vision of the one in everyone. Now, what does the vision of the one in everyone do? Actually, normally we see people based on a self-centered perception. Okay, this person is my friend, this person is my enemy. And when we act on this platform of seeing people as friends or enemies, then this is a fragmented vision. Then we act vindictively towards the enemies. Vindictively means to take revenge. And thereby we get more and more entangled in karmic bondage. So, karmic bondage results and then we are move away from liberation and towards further entanglement. On the other hand, when we are able to see this vision of the one in everyone, we see the Supreme Lord, then we understand that the Supreme Lord is supervising everything, he is overseeing the existence of everyone, and different living beings, whatever way they are acting as instruments for delivering the reactions to our own past karma. So that by this understanding, we learn to respond not just based on whatever feels good immediately, but whatever yields good eventually. We learn to, this doesn't mean that if somebody is hurting us, we just passively accept that. But we just don't impulsively react. We react maturely in a way that helps us solve the problem. So this vision brings maturity. And often whenever suffering comes, it is a easy way out to just respond in a knee-jerk way in the hope of punishing or of hurting those who have hurt us. But instead, when we respond maturely, then that enables us to respond in a way that helps us to grow and helps hopefully the other person also to grow. So how do we develop this vision? It is not just an abstract conceptualization that I'm looking at different people and I think, oh, there's a super soul in the heart of everyone. No, that is, that will be highly theoretical. Actually, what we need is transformational process, and that is the transformational process of Bhakti Yoga. It, first of all, enables us to, by exposing us to spiritual stimuli, like the deities, the holy name, the scriptures, it sensitizes us devotionally. It enables us to experience Krishna's presence in these direct manifestations of Krishna. And gradually, as our devotional awareness becomes more and more, then we are able to see Krishna's presence in other living beings also. And then when we see that presence of Krishna in other living beings, then we think about, in various situations, what does Krishna want me to do in this situation? How can I serve Krishna in this situation? And that vision, that Krishna is everywhere, waiting for me to serve him and to reciprocate with him, that vision of the one in everyone opens the door to liberation for all of us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.